So welcome to the Datenspuren talk. Now I have three very interesting people in Jitsi. They are coming from far away of this world. They come from, as I see, Indonesia. They want to tell about utopias, also about grassroots utopias of Indonesia. And I will hand over to you guys. And I am very interested. Thank you. It's yours.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me? Can you confirm that you can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Very good. Thank you very much for this. Hello and welcome everyone to this session on democratizing and decolonizing the future. Also grassroots utopias from Indonesia. And so our idea for today was to show you four projects that represent completely different approaches on hacking and making in Indonesia. And we chose these because the topic of the conference is basically to dare more utopia. And in my opinion, that is exactly what the collectives that you will hear from today are doing already. They try to solve social problems. They critique current practices and the status quo. And they also raise awareness around societal problems and social problems, and they democratize and decolonize technology. And they basically do this in order to make the future more equitable. That means that by doing the work that they are doing today, they try to create positive futures for their communities and also around the world. So I personally, my name is Regina, and I work at the Technical University of Berlin. I did my field research in Indonesia for my dissertation a few months ago, and that's where I met our speakers who are going to be presenting today. So today, first up, it's going to be Adin from the Hysteria Collective from Semarang.
Okay.
Yes, because you're the first in the alphabet. the second will be Ira from Yogyakarta, who is the founder and director of HANF, or House of Natural Fiber. And then we will hear from Gustav, who is the founder of Common Room in Bandung. And last but not least, we will hear from Benny from the Ognom Media Collective in Surabaya. So they are actually joining us from different parts of Java. Of course, instead of talking for them, I will now ask them to present their projects. And the idea is to help us understand what they do by showing and explaining some of the projects that they do, with a special focus on the technologies they use, and also tell us about what social problem they try to solve, and explain to us the context of these projects, meaning why these projects are necessary in order to create happier and more equitable futures. So for the next 25 minutes, we will learn about the four projects, and then we would like to open up the session for a Q&A, in which you should feel free to ask questions in German as well. We will be translating these for the panel. So first up, let's hear from Adin, who runs the collective with, in my opinion, the funniest logo in all of Indonesia. And Adin, you will need me to run the presentation, or will you do that?
Can you share my presentation?
Yes. Just a sec. I will share my screen, which I'm doing right now, so we can see your face. And here is your presentation.
Okay.
Just a second.
Because the time is very short, I will start now. So this is our collective. Basically, we are artist collective from Semarang. Semarang is located in the central Java of Java Island. Next. And we call ourselves Collaboratorium and Creative Impact Hub. Yeah, because we do many collaboratorium, experiment and do something with platform and sometimes with art project. And before we know that our capacity being a hubs, we cannot identify what we are until we realize that these practices it's more likely hub. So that's why we branding ourselves this next. And this is our spaces. We rent a house since 2008, and we use this house to do many things, like for workshop and exhibition, and also doing performances. Next. And this is another place in my alternative space. There is backyard, and we can use it for doing gigs and music concert. And also we have small library and content with many zines from across city in Indonesia. Next. So the premise is we do this situation, the lack of participation public in terms of urban planning, urbanization, and also contestation of land ownership. And the state government promoted smart city instead of involving people to engage with technology that necessary. And four, vulnerability of social solidarity. And the last is lack of sense of belongingness. So in terms of participation of public in Indonesia, the government guarantee us to participate the urban planning, but in fact there is many obstacles to do that. So in terms of artist collective and also the concern in the issue, we want to do something that as possible as we can, as long is fit with our capacity. And next, so what we are doing now? So first one, we do placemaking project, building engagement, and we use vernacularism as collective memory. I mean, we do ethnographical research in the site specific, and then we do mapping, social mapping, actor mapping, and also folklore and something that connected with the collective memory that voting people becoming one community. It is related with the previous issue that people didn't attach with the place because they feel the place is not special anymore. So because of that, sometimes they just abandon the concern about the place itself. So that's why placemaking project is very important for us, and to attach people with the place, we using stories and festival and also social media and some application that's already available in App Store or something like that. So that's leading us to the third thing, is that building the app using available and building community capacity. For the example, next. So this is our activity. For the example, we are using TikTok platform before TikTok becoming viral in the like a two years ago, when the government want to ban TikTok because TikTok is useless. But we are using it for the to tell the story. It's happened long time ago before TikTok becoming viral, and we just predict that we want to reach another audience that's very different with YouTube, Instagram, and anything. So this is basically what we do. We do mapping and also deep interview into community. Next, and bring next, and bring this data before that, and bring this data into online mapping. We are using OpenStreetMap. We are using OpenStreetMap and also USAID platform to do reporting something that happened in that site. Next. And also we create mural with related with the story that happened in the place next, and also we do scanning for the 3D because we want to create augmented reality tour with using Aurasma. Aurasma is an application, and now becoming HP Reveal. So the basic idea is we are using available application and then using it for our benefit. That's how we use technology in our term. And also, next. So this is the actual map, but we can go to the specific about to the site itself to see how to see the trickery image and leading us to many stories that we gathering before. Thanks. Yeah, this is one of our festival in Kampung. Kampung is the small unit of social community in Indonesia. Next. And the last one, we have place and space making machine. We have three motorcycle, three bicycle. What do you call it? Like a three wheel. Motorcycle with the three wheel. So we using this the what you call it, the bagage, but what do you call it, to create a stage so people can to perform and also make an exhibition in that place. So sometimes we using this to go to small alley to intervene the site and then creating art event or art project. Next. Yeah, that's the real thing before the event. Next. So now we have many Kampung network, not only in Semarang, but also in another city. And we have connected each other by using WhatsApp group. And also we update all this information through the WhatsApp. Next. Is I think it's done. But can I share the video? I got two minutes, if it's possible. Rakina.
Yes, sorry. Yes, absolutely. I think that I just need to go back to the video thing, and then you can take the screen sharing. Yeah.
Okay. thank you for the time.
All right. Thank you very, very much for this, Adin. Unless there's any immediate urgent questions, we would then move on to Ira's presentation. Okay. Ira, are you ready?
Yes. Sorry. Hello. So I just start, okay? Can you hear me? Okay. So my name is Irena Grifina. So I come, people call me Ira. So and I come from Yogyakarta, Indonesia, 3 hours from where Adin based, Histeria based. And so I'm the co-founder of Horn Foundation. Foundation focusing in art science and technology, and I'm also the founder of XXL, all female collective that also focusing in art science and free technology. I will not speak too much because I have a video that present almost everything that I wanted to talk and share. So I will share the video. It's about like 5 minutes long, and I hope it's clear and entertaining. So I will just start to share it. Yeah, I hope you will enjoy it. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
The way to live. My name is Irena Agrivina Widyaningrum.
So can you hear the sound now?
Don't we do something like art combining with technology, so it become a community. And then we move from our home into a like little garage belong to my grandma. Here hacking mean you have to live because sometimes the price is too high, and then we hack it. So we build a prosthesis from local material like bamboo and like pineapple fiber and wood. That idea come across to our mind because it's hard to get prosthesis in here, and sometimes you have to wait for a long queue to get just one prosthesis. Before I came to Australia, actually there are a lot like Australian artists came here and we collaborate in some projects. So I was invited at the Melbourne University to do a presentation about art science and technology, and then I did a workshop. And I hope in the future we still have more network and connection so we can do more sharing. There are also a lot of people ask why you want to keep your research open, why you want to give your knowledge, why you stick on the openness, and why you fight for open culture, open science, open design, or open source technology. But I think to open means you give more rather than you take. The project is actually about how do you know about the quality of the water. How far do you know about the water that you drink every day, or do you use for wash every day. That's DIY water purified. Every household in here can make it by themselves, and then they have a clean and safe water to drink every day without have to buy. It will be more easier for us as a women to talk to other women, and the women is play an important roles in here because they are the one who do the domestic jobs, especially if they are housewives, so they are the one who control the quality of the health of the families. Jadi sebenarnya posisi wanita di seni, sains maupun teknologi masih cukup sedikit atau masih cukup sulit ketika dilakukan di Indonesia. Perempuan sebenarnya memiliki kemampuan yang lebih karena kita cukup sabar, kita cukup teliti, dan kita sebenarnya punya cukup kemauan keras untuk mengerti tentang suatu hal atau membuat sesuatu hal atau membagikan hal-hal yang telah kita buat ke orang lain dengan sangat mudah. Big kampung or big village. We still like gossiping, we still like to know what each other doing, we still like to help each other and like living kind of like in a big communities. Still not really thinking about industry or capitalism. In the city, you still have this feeling that you belong to the society.
Yeah, so that's actually like we call it actually domestic hacking, and then how actually like a female or a citizen actually responds to what we call hacking. And I think do I still have time, Regina? Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. I think I will move to I will do more Q&A later, so people can ask me what it does it mean like domestic hacking and hacking, and then I think we can move to Gustav or Benny, or I can back Regina, will you take over again?
Yes, I think that the next person is going to be Benny, who shared his presentation with me. So I just want to check that we can actually hear you, Benny, and then I will continue with your presentation. Yeah, can you just say a few words?
Be muted. Mm-hmm. We can't hear anything. You seems to be muted. It seems to be a local problem. Can you check your microphone connection?
In that case, maybe I would move on to Gustav, and then we can do some troubleshooting in the background with Benny in the meantime, yeah?
Okay. So, okay. Hi, my name is Gustav. I'm based in Bandung. In the past couple of years, we worked closely with the Cipta Gelar Indigenous Community in West Java. And tonight I will try to share one of our project on community networks initiative in Ciptagelar indigenous community. So yeah. Okay, I hope you can see clearly from there. So in October, we plan to organize a rural ICT camp. It's part of our project that focusing on local internet infrastructure community in Ciptagelar village. So basically why we are interested to work with the indigenous community in Indonesia in particular is because most of indigenous community in Indonesia is living in forest area, which very important for maintaining biodiversity and also have a local knowledge that somehow relevant for climate change condition. And in Indonesia, I think in many parts of the world, since the COVID-19 pandemic, internet connectivity has become essential tool for many important work. And in Indonesia, we have so many significant growth in internet penetrations, but digital divide are still our issues. And mostly the problem is because there are an absence of internet infrastructure, there are a large difference in bandwidth cost in different islands, unavailability of proper devices, and also lack of local content, digital skills, and also gender gap. And currently, we have at least 12,000 villages that has no internet access, and in West Java alone, I think around 42,000 students doesn't have any internet access to continue with their study. We also facing global challenge, like many people in different part of the world. There are huge population growth in Indonesia, also increasing gap of development between urban and rural areas. We also facing the impact of climate change as well as increasing number of people who got affected by the coronavirus pandemic. And rural ICT is our effort to support the consolidations of ideas, practice, and initiative from common citizen in developing community-based internet infrastructure. This is this initiative is actually part of digital access program and as well as community-led approach to address digital divide in Indonesia that are supported by Association for Progressive Communications. So our main objective for this project is to overcome digital divide issues through the development of community-based internet infrastructure. And apart from addressing digital divides, we also try to support the sustainable development agenda, indigenous land rights recognitions, as well as mitigation and adaptation to climate change, including the COVID-19 pandemic response and preventions and youth and women empowerment in our region. So there are several agenda that we are trying to address in this ICT camp. The first is to elaborate the internet ecosystem policy and regulation for rural and remote connectivity in Indonesia, as well as technology and business model, including the media literacy and civic empowerment for remote places. So yeah, we are also during the ICT camp, we planning to do an inception of training center and media lab that we are trying to develop now. And we're going to release a book, a practical guideline for a local community-based internet infrastructure development, as well as webinars, workshop, sharing session, and exhibitions. And so far we have, we already did several preparations, like for example, regular visit to the village to talk to the chief leader as well as local committee that are engaged with this initiative. We just organized a workshop together with ICT Watch, Indonesia ICT Volunteer, and Indonesia ISP Associations in order to navigate the rural ICT camp. We also doing a global meeting with our fellow from APC to coordinate and to share some of the recent development from our side. And yeah, I think that is some of the information that I would like to share with you, and maybe we can discuss further during the Q&A. Thank you.
Very, very cool. Thank you very much for that. And then we will move on to Benny, if we can hear him.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, okay. I can hear you.
I'm sorry, I'm used to computer and some of the media collective.
All right, the only problem is that I can hear some weird feedback sounds. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to unmute your speakers. Mute your speakers and just talk. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, that sounds better. So I'm going to start your presentation. Yeah.
Regina, can you show the picture?
Yes.
Of my Okay.
Can you see it?
Yes. This is my artworks since I'm using technology and electronic to making exhibition. Next. This is the I'm using surveillance camera and using like a microscope DIY, and I'm not only by myself to build this artworks. Continue, next. For the expo, this next. This I'm using microscope, and next. I'm using speakers and many time many videos. Next. Next. This is Genteng Market. The market is located in the center of city of Surabaya. The market is very unique because the market is the first floor selling of vegetables and goods and for the everyday consume, but the second floor is fully of the electronic and fully of the prey of the sound of prey of from the mosque is very loud. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Okay, go ahead. Okay.
Lanjut, Mas. Lanjut.
The sound for I'm sorry, the sound for mouse is very loud. This is even internet. Yeah? Okay. I'm continued this market is very unique because the market is located in the central city of Surabaya, and some of the electronic is imported from the other countries for the example of the Chinese, and this, the size is so very bigger. Next. For the example, this is my technician, and the technician is very special in the sound, and some of the knowledge of the people is learned by myself, learned by myself. Have like a knowledge from the book or they are learning by doing. That is the situation of the reparation on the situation of the store and the, some of the technician using some of technology. Next. This is for the example of the market is closing down. Many store is closed, and many store is shut down during pandemic. And there is, I just try to come and making a project. Next. Next. I'm using parts of the electronic to make like the science fiction properties, like the biomechatronic or something else. And I just using plastic or electronic component to make it any wearable technology. Just as the playful to make with the terrestrial technician to make it something together. Next. We call it Project Seni Beni Wicaksono. The Project Seni is an art project. Art project is still continued until the end this year. And we need, I need to collaborate with the some technician and reseller to make it any possibilities with the sale of the electronic. Next. This is the new prototype. I'm using many of parts of the Pasar Genteng, Genteng markets. I'm using electronic, and I'm using some of the electronics equipment. Next. And they still relax. Next. That is the situation of Pasar Genteng now. They still happy, and they still positive. They still have like a power to survive during the pandemic, and because the pandemic is make still make everything is going, but they still relax and support and power and have like a spirit. Thank you. Thank you very much. Maybe we can, after that maybe we can discuss and many questions and answer. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very, very much for this. Not like I've ever seen a word Indonesian in my life. But I'm really happy that the Pasar Genteng people still get to relax and not worry about the future. I think the pictures didn't really quite show how vast the market is and how full it is of all sorts of electronics and bits and pieces. And people just soldering away and making the most fantastic music systems and all of that. So I'm happy that they're doing well. Right, so that was it for the presentations. We've heard a bunch of different societal issues, questions, and also attempts to solve these. And if we have any questions from the audience, I would like to jump over to that now because we're supposed to be running out of time in 2 minutes, right?
Well, actually, we can give you 5 minutes more.
Yay!
We don't have something in the internet. I have two questions, and I have three people in the audience. I don't know whether we have questions there. Doesn't look like that. So my question is, where can we find you guys in the internet? I think it's important to have some way to connect. So who likes to answer this?
Adin, first, would you like to start? How can we find you?
Hello?
Yeah.
So do you have a website? Do you have an email address? Something you want to share to get in contact with people, hackers from around the world, hackers from Germany?
Yes, yes. It's written in my presentation, actually, in the last page.
Okay, we try to put that in our video information. Okay, next.
You're muted, Ira.
You have to push the space bar.
Yeah, sorry. So, I wrote in the chat. So you can go to our website, honf.org. And then, yeah, you can find everything. So our project and our last project, and then also some contacts there. And of course, like, I have personal email if you want to contact me. But just go to honf.org.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, for common room, you can just visit our website commonroom.info, or maybe also Twitter and Instagram at commonroom_ID, and you can find many information, also our contact detail in that website and Instagram and Twitter. Thank you.
Okay. So my last question is, if someone likes to support you guys, will they find information on your website, or how can guys from Germany support you with money, or maybe with hack advice, or with whatever? Do you have a funding source you want to mention?
In my term, we have no a long support foundation, so I mean funding. So we sometimes have a project and do what you call it, like a cross sub site. Get another job and then to create another project. And sometimes the Ministry of Cultural and Educational in Indonesia give us some money, but it's not enough to make us sustain. So basically we do this because we have a vision, and we know that there is a possibility that we can monetize this, but not now.
Okay, I think that was our questions from the audience and from the internet. And when you don't have to tell anything, I think that will conclude the event. Okay.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very, very much for allowing to share these stories. It was really, really a pleasure. And I hope that that we could show the audience something new, something different. You can find the projects online, and they will be more than happy to reply to any questions that you might have in the future. And if you go to Indonesia, then please make sure that you look for them and that you reach out to them. They are always extremely generously showing everything that they have. So you can also learn a lot from them on site once this pandemic is over.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
everyone.
Bye-bye.
Have
good
fun.
Evening. Bye.
Bye.